This is what I want to do to Gervonta Rhodes, or rather, what I want him to do to me. Mm. I want him to so I his back. And then I want him to me all around the house. I want to feel how he is. And then I want him to reach the corners of for a deep.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh God. You bitch. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Vim.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm sitting across from you. You're wearing a very sexy red bra, and I'm proud of you.
I feel very much like on Big Mouth when...
Oh, my gosh, yes.
When, what's her name?
Jessie.
Jessie, you know, she has her red bra, and everyone's like, oh, wow, you're a slut now.
Anyway, congrats, Jessie.
Thanks.
And in the meantime, we have so much thirsting to do.
I know. I'm very excited about this episode.
Why are you excited, Nicole?
We have two special guests.
Uh-huh.
Yes, from Cheers and Queers podcast.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent podcast. Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard it, you need to go out, subscribe, find it, download, listen to everything.
Mm-hmm. Tell people about it, which is the most important part of podcast listening. After you've listened, you then have to tell people about it.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Post, tweet about it, do everything.
All the good stuff. But we're going to talk to them specifically, the wonderful hosts of Cheers and Queers. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to them about their own thirst objects.
Mm.
Which is always thrilling because Nicole and I know how we feel about the people that we lust after.
Yeah.
And it's always interesting watching emotions play on people's faces as they tell us about their own feelings, and I'm always here to see it. Like, people start sweating and shit. And
yes,
it's
and it's very hot
thing.
In the studio, as always, so it's going to be some extra heat in here.
Yes, so let's get on with it.
Yeah, let's get started.
Perfect. Hello, good evening, and welcome to this very special episode of
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
You're ridiculous. Sorry. Hello and welcome to the show. Our lovely co-hosts from Cheers and Queers.
Yes.
They are Kiria and Ishoke.
Hello.
Hi.
Kiria, let's talk a little bit about your many accomplishments. You are a nationally awarded writer and performer. You are the co-host of the PBS series First Person, a community artist in residence with the Lincoln Center Education, and the co-creator and host of the podcast Cheers and Queers. You have plays, you have written stuff, you perform stuff. You're very impressive. How do you sleep at night?
I don't sleep a lot.
Okay.
That's an honest truth.
That sounds fair.
Yep. I went freelance this last year, and so I'm officially like a full-time freelance artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Welcome to hell.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel.
I see there are some feelings.
That bubbled up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The feelings jumped up. Wow.
Right.
I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
There's an incredible amount of freedom.
Way to walk it back.
And, well, I mean,
welcome to hell. There's so much freedom here. It's like, which one?
But then there's also like, you know, you got to chase people for your money sometimes.
How many checks I have like floating in the ether somewhere with my name on them.
Yeah. And it's someday. Like so surprising when it happens from like big corporations, right? Because it's like, yeah. Don't y'all have 10 people working on this shit?
Right.
Like, why is it taking so
long?
It's
always the big corporations, though, for me.
Yes.
The small companies, they cut that check.
Yeah.
You just get same it right
day.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. Same day.
It's the big companies that gum it up in the works. But so it's been almost a year, mm-hmm. and it's actually been going better than I thought it was going to be, which is great. So now I'm like, okay, great. Now you get to be choosy.
Yes.
You don't have to say yes to everything. You're not scrambling for money like you thought you would be.
Mm-mm-mm.
So what does that look like in 2019 if I'm like a relaxed freelance artist?
Yes.
Yes.
So that's hopefully on my horizon.
Yes. Speak it into existence.
Thank Always.
You. Manifest it.
I'm so glad I get to whisper on your podcast now.
Welcome to hell.
Okay, Ishoke. Now,
hi.
You are a consultant, educator, and cosplayer.
Yes.
We'll get into that a little bit later. You consider yourself a Renaissance woman in the truest sense of the word. You talk about queer and trans people of color, the interests that affect them, community issues. You also are into music, dance, mental health and wellness, all things nerd. I love that. While working towards your master in nonprofit management. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you bring all of that into one existence?
I mean, it's helpful that we've reached a space where everybody now wants to talk about social justice and equity and, you know, what's wrong with the world, because it means that when I go to a convention or if I'm working in a school or if I'm working in a big company, the skills that I already have around, like, here's what equity means, y'all. Like, here's what representation means, y'all. Like, here's why you need to keep talking about this. Those skills are transferable across wherever I go. Mm-hmm. So I happened upon doing this at the right time, which is actually really cool because it means that I get to be in lots of different spaces and share information with folks who I admire. But also who I'm like, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm listening to you all talk about what we do, and I'm like, we are two of the busiest bitches. And we're like, let's throw a podcast on top of that.
Yeah. Well, that was a marvelous segue. So tell us a little bit about the podcast.
So Cheers and Queers is a boozy podcast about Black queer life. Where we be talking about shit and drinking.
It's okay. Maybe contrary to if you listen to it, you might think we've been besties for years and years and years, but like we're in community. We knew each other and had a lot of people in common. Yeah. And then we were asked to co-host a gala together and we're like, this could be something.
This is cool.
And
then I had a spreadsheet that I had put together.
A beautiful spreadsheet.
Already like a year and a half before this conversation. And I was like, well, now that you mention a podcast, here's a fully formed and functional idea.
And I love spreadsheets, so I was in.
Match made in heaven.
What a cultural marriage. Yeah. I love it. Well, we're here today to talk very specifically about Thirst Objects that you have.
Yes.
I want to be very clear. We basically said, hey, who do you fancy? And you were like, all right, let's go. And I appreciate that because, you know, I feel like when people really thirst for something or for someone, it comes across.
Yes, absolutely. And I like the idea, the fact that y'all sent us the list like immediately. Like, y'all were like, there's no doubt.
That's so funny.
There was some conversation.
We went through several rounds.
We like argued about, like, you can't have that one. That one's mine.
I talked to my partner. I was like, what does it say about me?
That,
if I choose
I also,
this person,
it was. Ooh, that's what we're going to get into now. Ooh, I love it. It's so juicy.
Let's start off with you, Shoke. Mm-hmm. So, somebody that you brought. Who have you brought along? I feel like this is like show and tell day at school.
What
have you shown us? What have you brought today?
So today I brought someone who is a more recent thirst object for me. Like I really just thirst followed this person, like this year.
Proud of you. Good job.
he's like exceptionally attractive. Like the jawbone. Like it just. It's annoying how cute he is. Like it's. It frustrates me.
Okay, get the name out so we can burst along with you.
Everybody's like, but can I Google it yet? No. So his name is Laith Ashley. He's a trans model and activist and musician and a generally beautiful human being. Like I just, wow.
Yeah. His Instagram is amazing.
Is it the first trap come to life?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
It's just him in underwear a lot.
Yes. Yes.
Like a lot.
God bless. God bless. I mean, why not?
Why not?
Wouldn't you, though? If I were a model, you'd have to struggle. You'd have to pay me to put clothes on.
Right.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, hi, I'm hanging around naked. What do you think? Like, come on. Yeah. What am I supposed to do? What is it about him that makes you think, oh, yeah, I like that?
So I'm a back person, right? Like shoulders, lats, ass, all of it. Give it.
You sound like
a
gym. You sound like a personal trainer. I'm just, 'cause today's back day.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a coach. So I row spend a lot of time like because I'm a rower
muscles.
Looking at people's backs. Because that's how rowing works. Mm-hmm. And so I like realized at some point I was like, oh, this is a thing.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna ask if you got into rowing because that was your kink to like look at people's backs.
No, it's something I realized while I was rowing.
Got it. Okay.
And he's just got like, man, listen.
Would he be a good rower?
So he's tall enough. Uh-huh. Rowing is it uses 80% of your entire body. Mm. So, he's got nerd moment. I don't know if he has fast twitch or slow twitch muscle. So a fast twitch muscle is what you get when you do it all lifting and like short burst things. Mm-hmm. So think sprinters. Weight lift, like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Slow twitch muscle is what you see in people who do long distance running, rowing, swimming. It's like a little bit leaner, it's slimmer. And it's what it takes to get you through like 2,000, 6,000 mm-hmm. meters of a race. And so I don't know if he's got the like lung capacity and like, you know, slow twitch muscle, mm-hmm. but I'm sure he could be trained into it. And I would happily.
Sounds filthy as hell.
Yes. I would happily coach this man.
Yes. I love it that a podcast about thirst and we get a lesson on rowing,
right.
Slow twitch. Right. I love it so much.
What do I have? How twitchy are my muscles?
Yes.
Anyway. So I'm looking at Laith's Instagram right now, and I have to say, for me, the thing that is most drawing me in is his eyebrows.
Yeah, aren't they beautiful?
They are just lustrous. I mean, are you shitting me? Look at them. Now, Nicole and other listeners of the show might well know how I feel about men and eyebrows.
Yes.
And these are truly spectacular specimens.
Yes.
And I'm proud of him. I wanna send him a shea butter basket and kind of be like, keep moisturizing them. Just keep it going.
That
this is
and
good.
Like all of his Sport facial hair is like beautiful and lustrous and
I am feeling the nose.
Yes.
I like a proud, strong nose.
I love a proud nose. Yeah. He's just got a good collection of features.
Yeah, but I was going to say all y'all are wrong because it's all about the lips.
Well, we were getting there.
I started at the eyebrows, started from the top, now we're moving to the bottom.
I can't see anything else.
It's a good mouth.
It's a good, wow.
Just solid, solid gold. Good job.
Like that.
10 out of 10, would recommend.
14 out of 10. Yeah. I feel like we write dogs, we write lips. I'm just like, no, let me tell you about this. This is 14 out of 10. Yeah. It's a good pair of lips. Yeah, I would send this to the market. Good job.
Yeah,
just lovely.
Yeah.
Just, what a face. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm actually running out of words.
Yeah,
I'm just staring.
I keep scrolling down because I'm like, thighs.
So his thighs are kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they are that sweet spot of like of having a dusting of hair.
Yeah.
Right.
But not too much.
Not too much.
It's not like a fucking it's not like, you know what I mean? It's like
a
dusting.
Carpet. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I don't mind a carpet. We're all God's children. However,
right.
What you want is I don't want to have to detangle your thigh hair. Do you know what I mean? Like, not every day run my hands through it. It's kind of like, can it just be like a smattering?
Like, like the texture of it.
The texture. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it's the texture.
See, I like a little.
You love hairy people.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I could use a little more hair. It's
okay. But, you know, he's
got a lot
still beautiful.
Face,
oh, so. I'm sure he's very happy to hear that. He's like, oh, phew. Nicole says it's okay.
It's okay. Where did you first discover Laith?
On Instagram. So during New York Fashion Week, Marco Macro did their whole line of underwear models was all transmasculine folks.
Oh.
And so Sir Knight and Devin Norrell, who are people I know like in real life, were in this. And I was like, ooh, friends. And then I was like, well, who's that? Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like a real friend. They're to support your friends. You're like, great. Yay for you. Who's that?
That one. And so, and that's where I discovered him. And then I like went back and looked at all the activism that he's done and, you know, read a bunch of his articles. And I was like, oh, he like says words and makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Right.
Because sometimes men don't do that.
As we've mentioned before, we sometimes we fancy men in spite of themselves, not because of it.
And I was like, oh, this is a person who like opens in his mouth and doesn't make me cringe. 10 points to whatever Hogwarts house he's in. Still haven't found that one out. But that's important to me.
It is.
But yeah, and I've just been like thirstily following him ever since.
Can you give us an example of some of the activism that stood out to you?
So his, mostly his commentary about like, it's not just bathrooms, y'all. Like, you know, like what it means to really walk through and live in your truth in spite of the way that the world shows up instead of like, well, because of this, I get to do this, right? So his activism is I really enjoy the way that he really is pushing people to think it's not, you know, it's not just bathrooms. Like, yeah, the bathroom's important, right? Yeah, like people being correctly gendered is important. But there are other things and other ways that, like, representation is important. And I think that hearing someone who can, you know, here's a person who could pass, right? If he didn't self-identify as trans, nobody would be like, you know, and I, you know, so there's some passing privilege, there's some light skin privilege, there's some pretty privilege there.
A lot.
That's the most prominent privilege there. Just so pretty.
It's so pretty. And he instead of sort of like hiding that part, like he's like, I have this platform and I'm gonna use it. And I think that that to me is part of why I still follow him, besides the fact that he's just a joy to watch on my timeline.
Yeah. That's fair. We also have a clip of his single called Can't Wait, which feels correct. You know you've got me hypnotized. So just move it up, move it up, move it up. Move the sexy body. Physical manifestation there of thirst. Amazing.
The song is kind of a bop.
It's a kind of. Like, we're all living on shoulders.
It's not a bass line. I think it's well produced. This one, I don't love the rest of them.
But that's okay. That's okay.
I like that one. I think that one's super well produced. And like, it's like cute, and you like dance to it, and you're like,
And the cover, his photo on the cover is also top notch. You know, I'm like, it really is a 360 surround sound like feeling. I'm immersed. I'm listening, I'm dancing, I'm looking at his face. I'm like, yes.
And then he's got a music video for his other one, and I was like, oh my God, what y'all doing?
Kyria.
Yes.
Let's hear about one of your thirst objects.
Yes. So I have to start with India Moore. And I struggle with this one because now that I'm, you know, solidly in my 30s, crushing, thirsting after anyone who is barely in their 20s is a little hard for me.
Fair.
That is culture. So here we go.
Right.
Here we go. India Moore, I discovered her in Pose, like most of America. Wish I had been an early adopter. I wasn't. That's fine. That's fine. And she is so like our gentleman we just were introduced to. She is uncomfortably beautiful. It's like, what? How did that? Is that allowed?
Right.
I don't know. But and everything that she does, she's an actress and a model. She of Pose, which is a wonderful show. You should check it out. I loved every minute of it. The acting's okay, except for India, who's amazing.
Yes,
she's incredible. She brings it home every time.
No, don't tell me you asked him to leave his wife and he said no.
Not exactly. He's committed to her, and that's the problem. He needs to know I ain't no side chick, and if he wants Angel, he needs to commit. Full time.
And the character that she played and the way that she played it was so, I was in love by like the first breath out of her mouth. And I need to know who this person was. And then my partner was like, oh, yeah, I've seen her around at parties and stuff. I was like, excuse me? What? Huh? So I feel that she's not so inaccessible. You know, it can happen. India, if you're listening.
Hey. You said that in the same breath as so my partner said. And you were like, anyway, India, yeah, call me.
We're flexible. So.
I love it. I really love it.
And she, like Laith, is also very much an activist. She's very out about her own identity, her own experience, but also not just her own experience. She's very good about talking about, like, for example, when the recent horrifying transphobic stuff was coming out of the administration, she was like, on her Instagram was using it not just to talk about trans, but let's talk about intersex. Let's talk about gender diversity.
Right.
You don't know? Okay, great. Here's an explainer video. I got you. Mm. Let's get on the same page. We have work to do. She's tireless about that.
Mm-hmm.
She's also really, she crafts a lot of her own work. Like she did a promo for Calvin Klein, and it's a little video, and she's like shot and edited by me, and there's nothing she doesn't do. Basically, she's so intelligent, she's so poised, she's so ready for a monstrous industry that is ready to chew up a young woman like her. Mm-hmm. She's ready, I feel, and I'm just so impressed by her, and she's stunning.
She is. She has a face.
Yes. This picture on her Instagram, she's in this rust-colored...
Yes!
I saved that. In my Most of my saves are India Moore.
That's
it. Oh, my God. She looks beautiful. She's also giving me a little, like, young Zoe Kravitz.
That's young.
You know?
I literally thought Lisa Bonet when I saw her.
Yeah.
So, like,
let's go to the original, right? Lisa Bonet,
right.
Yeah.
The source, right? Yeah. She looks... The thing that always gets me from all the photos I've seen of her is how at ease with herself she looks.
Yes.
Like, she looks like she has relaxed into herself way earlier than most people.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably because she was forced to. Like, she was required to in order to, like, get through to the places that she needs to get through to.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, well, let's just get comfy.
Right.
And you can sense that she has the vibe of it. The thing that I also think is interesting, which is something that came up in the interview, the interview and profile that was written by Alison Davis in The Cut recently, is I love this opening line, which I think really gets to the heart of who she is. And the opening line says, nobody loves India Moore quite as much as India Moore loves India Moore. And that to me is kind of like the epitome. Like, self-love really is the beginning of so much.
Yes.
And India seems to have that shit in spades.
Yes.
But in the relaxed way too.
Right.
Like, that's profoundly sexy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, she just knows herself.
Yes.
And she's kind of like, well, guys, I'm amazing. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
And that's the kind of shit that you believe in. You're like, oh no, she must be amazing because she says so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that. And like you said, it's just sexy.
Yeah.
When someone is just, like, at ease.
Yeah.
They're not stressing. They're just kind of like, this is life. And you're like, oh, okay, tell me more about your life.
You know?
And how
you know
I can be a part of it.
Right. Where can
honestly.
I slot in? How can I, what's right. the jigsaw piece I need to match? Like, I just, that is always, you know, the wave, it just comes across in waves of just hotness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've both brought two people who are trans, and I wonder, can you talk about the importance of, yes, thirsting after these people without delving into fetishizing them, you know, without delving into some kind of inappropriate, creepy area, if that, like, I don't know if that's something that kind of stands out in your mind.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Kind of like... I guess it's kind of like a narrowing of, like, that this is the trans experience.
Yeah.
And there are so many, in the same way that there isn't one black experience or one gay experience, that we contain multitudes. And so often we see that trans people are reduced to, like you said,
only
bathrooms.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so much bigger than bathrooms.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think I have a way in to talk about that with India specifically.
Okay.
And I struggled with this choice for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons why it was so hard for me to choose the thirst objects in pop culture and celebrities, because I don't often see people in pop culture and celebrity that truly epitomize what I'm aroused by.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Scorpio. I crush on so many people.
Same.
Most of them are real life problems. Right. And most of them are people that I know because that's how I do. And then because there is a certain kind of queer sexiness that isn't yet big in the popular culture. It doesn't really, and part of that is that relaxed in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And then another part of it is being able to be complex in your gender identity.
Yeah.
In all kinds of situations. That is really, that's my experience, and that sameness I find really erotic. And I want to be with someone that we are going to slip and slide through our gender expression in and out of these experiences all the time.
Yeah.
And she is someone that I think really does that visibly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was one post in particular that she had that I, like, almost brought me to tears. There's an episode of Cheers and Queers where we talk about feminists and how we got there. And I am a hirsute woman. I naturally grow a lot of body hair, and I've had a lot of it removed because people would question my gender constantly. Mm-hmm. And they still do, to be honest, depending on what I'm wearing and whatever. And she had a post where she had, as you were saying, what was it, a dusting? Mm-hmm. A dusting of armpit hair in a bath that she was in. It was so slight. It was so, I mean, I look like the Amazon forest is under my arms, right? And she's got like a little sprinkle. Mm. And some nasty cis guy commented something gross about it. You might expect that her response to that would be about defending her womanness.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. It was ripping through the patriarchal notions that a feminine body should be hairless.
Right.
And that the hairless body is actually the prepubescent body, and the fact that we mm-hmm. fetishize that
is weird and strange and a symptom of like cis patriarchal heteronormative trash.
Exactly.
Say how yes. you really feel, Ashoka. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
And she's so relaxed about her own identity. She didn't need to get defensive about that. She just wanted to let people know real quick why that was a disgusting comment, and then we can move on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That was when I was really in. I was like, oh, I'm a ride or die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love when thirst becomes complex. I'm like, oh, I would die for you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah. We've arrived here. No, I think it's really, that part is really important to me. Because, you know, like Kyria said, we've spent a lot of time talking about our own gender and gender presentation and like feminist versus gender, right? And like the way those things are similar and the ways those things have nothing to do with each other.
Mm.
And I think for me, so much of why I really am attracted to folks who exist in a flavor of queer as opposed to, you know, I am like only this thing, right?
Mm.
Is because like I am not a thing, right? I'm not like my gender presentation, my sexual orientation, like the way I show up in the world is not flat. It's complex. It's got mm-hmm. layers.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to be with someone who understands that,
mm-hmm.
right? I want to be with someone who knows like I'm going to wear this tie sometimes
mm-hmm.
and my top hat and my like watch fob and heels. And that's what it's going to
yeah.
be, right?
Yeah.
And like, and knowing that. Or I think part of what is sexy to me is knowing that I would never have to explain that,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. and no one, like, I wouldn't get pushed back. I wouldn't get a, that doesn't make me feel comfortable, or can you change?
Mm-hmm.
Can you wear something else?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that not ever having to have that argument is really, like, what it is for me in terms of, like, buying into someone as just genuinely sexy, like not just like this person mm-hmm. is visually appealing and I would like to put
right.
insert body part here on there, mm-hmm. insert body mm-hmm. part there.
That's poetry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also like after we do the body part stuff, like I'm not going to be upset by some fuck shit that they say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. We had a previous guest on, Kathy Tu from the Nancy podcast, mm-hmm. and she mentioned Janelle Monáe, and she
that was another one that
we were both like, yeah.
How dare she? We fought really hard. We were like, we know they just did an episode on this.
But then also I would talk about her.
Literally forever.
But she mentioned that she also had complicated feelings about mentioning her because we already have such a history of objectifying women and talking about women in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, when do you... How can we get comfortable with saying, yes, we do find this person hot,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Using the language of the people who've kind of oppressed us and pushed us down into
right.
this little box or whatever.
Yeah.
But also just being like, No, some people are just fucking irresistible and you just have to go for it and, and admit that they're beautiful.
I mean, my guiding philosophy, as always, is the foof wants what the foof wants. And I feel like language.
I need a t-shirt. Y'all
gonna put that on the merch? Or
we might.
We could might.
Please do.
But I think it's very important. Like you're saying, like the language is often so often tainted.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's kind of like, man, I just feel the feelings that I feel.
Right.
But my articulation of it is inevitably mired in, like you mentioned, fuck shit from stuff that comes from before me.
Yeah.
So kind of navigating that particular road can be quite difficult, can be quite tough. And I think, you know, something like Thursday Kit, something like conversations that you have on Cheers and Queers is there to kind of, you know, hopefully open more doors and access new language, better language.
Yeah.
You know, around
break
that.
All that shit down, crumble it up and smoke it. I don't know.
Right. like, you know, cheese on pasta. Just, you know, a little sprinkle. Grate it. Just grate it gently over the hot pasta. You know? That's the mood. So let's move on to another crush. Ishaque, I want to talk about, since we just spoke about fancying women and how difficult and so on, Nafessa Williams.
Lord. I would just like to, like, you know how you, like, see someone and you're like, nah, they don't really look like that. You know, it's like TV magic or it's like filters or something. No. She really looks like that.
Yeah. She is stunning to look at.
Just exhalations.
Let me see if I can find that picture that we used.
The photo of her with the cornrows all back.
Oh, God.
with a pink background. And she's looking over and she's like on one foot and then she's kind of got her whole thigh out.
But then she does like a rap squat.
Yes. She is incredibly beautiful. Like the first time I saw her, my breath caught in my chest.
It upsets me.
Right.
Like it's... I have a friend who literally messages me anytime she puts something out on Twitter or Instagram so we can just yell at each other about how upsetting it is to observe this woman's beauty. Like, it is beyond. Like, it's just beyond. I'm like, how are you real? Like, how do you exist with those cheekbones and that, like, clavicle, just
the clavicle
peeking out of all those little outfit.
She wears great clothes too. That's the thing as well. Like, she knows how to showcase herself, like her best bits.
And she's, it's so, or to me, I think what drew me into her, you know, so I watched Black Lightning. I'm a huge superhero nerd.
Naturally.
Word. Right. But when she's walking around in a t-shirt and jeans and her sneakers and her little baby hair is like slicked down.
That's such a specifically black reference. I love it.
She's still just so fucking beautiful. Like, it's just upsetting to me.
Yeah.
And I can't take
I understand.
It.
I understand. She's just so much, I think that's my full quote. The visible, she's so much. Like, you know, your bucket is too full.
Yeah.
Yes! Oh, my God. Oh,
so I just showed Ishaque this picture.
Correct reaction.
Yes. This is one of those pictures where like my wires get crossed and I'm like, do I want to eat it? I think I want to eat it.
Or do I want to be that? Like, I don't.
I want to. Is it just like a chicken leg?
Oh my God.
Do I bite it? Like, I don't know where we are.
She's beautiful. And like you mentioned, Black Lightning. She's out here, and again, not to put the burden on every person of color or a queer person, but she's out here playing a superhero, a black superhero in a family of black. Like, this is like a whole thing.
And it's like, she's a black lesbian.
Right.
Yep. Yes.
In a black ass family.
Right.
In a black ass town.
Yeah.
It really is heartwarming.
Who punches people.
Yes.
Yes.
It's
and
so
it's just, and then like hits on really cute people in the show. Like, I think most of what is very attractive to me about her is that she is not as femme as she presents. She's not waiting around for anybody to like step to her. She's like, hey, yeah. You know, and her the game is strong. It's strong.
I love when your voice becomes a preacher's voice.
It's strong.
And the thing is, as you said, she is playing a lesbian superhero mm-hmm. on this show. Uh-huh. And when Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
So when that was announced, and, you know, people tried to be like, oh, the first queer superhero, blah, blah, blah.
No.
Nope.
Back it up.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's, for me, I'm like, first of all, they're in the same franchise. Right. Both of those are DC characters.
Right. Right.
And in the comic, Thunder has always, always been a black lesbian. Like, right. that, she has always been so. And, like, yes, now we're seeing DC's evolving mm-hmm. a lot of their characters slowly to include, like, queer representation. But, like, Thunder's always been queer. And Black right. Lightning is not a new franchise. It's not a new, like, Thunder's not a new superhero. Black Lightning, the comic, is not new. Mm-hmm. So this has been around. And for me, I'm like, don't act like we ain't been out here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because we have. And right. the, like, part of the reason that Black Lightning never got super popular was because people were like, wait a minute. Like, A, black superhero.
Right, right.
Right. Yeah. White boys aren't coming for that.
Right. B, because of this queer representation, and people are like, we don't know what to do
right.
with
right.
this. Like, mm-hmm. she's literally, like, Thunder was never here for the male gaze.
Right.
And made that clear.
Mm-hmm. And it's yeah. difficult, I think, because, like you said, this is canon. This is not something that was reinterpreted or reimagined. Mm-hmm. She existed in her first incarnation as a lesbian black woman. Like, she's mm-hmm. out here superheroing lesbian, just
in
doing her job.
In the latex.
In the latex. Like, there has never been a situation where it's kind of like, I wonder if we can reinterpret. No, it is what it is. And I think that, I mean, in a way, it's representative of, you know, the whole thing about we're the first to do it. And it's like, try again. Yeah. It's been done, yeah. right? Yeah. Like, it's a knee-jerk reaction for many mm-hmm. of you. It's the first time, and it's like, calm down.
Right.
Right.
By the way, you know you have more fans online than Dad does.
What? I do?
Someone actually just started a new fan page about you, and it doesn't mention your ass. It talks about how you're challenging the patriarchy's narrative of female heroes. Really? You want me to show you? Yeah, I kind of do. Let me see.
I know you want to see it.
And the first one, I think she's great at just kind of, again, I haven't seen that many interviews with her. I haven't seen her be like cover of many magazines or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the few that I have seen, she seems like a really lovely woman.
Yeah.
You know?
And her Twitter, and correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but when I would like skim her Twitter just to like kind of see what was popping, mm-hmm. she's very... she will put you in check a little bit, very politely, yes. you know, ooh, but also like, yeah. don't play with me.
She's right. not going to start no stuff, but she's not going to take no shit.
Right. Either.
Yes.
Right. Truly. It's that, you know, the British equivalent of that is one of my favorite things where someone goes, chat shit, get banged. And that's whoa. One of my favorite things. Like, if you chat
I'm gonna
shit.
Put that in my pocket.
There you go. If you chat shit, you're going to get banged. And the thing is, when people try and chat shit to her, she's kind of like, oh, that's really cute. No.
Yes.
And
yes.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Yes. Because I think a lot of times people are very concerned with kind of like, oh, I don't want to like alienate or. And she's kind of like, no. Like Nicole said, she's never rude with it. Mm-hmm. But she's just kind of like, here's how you're wrong. Mm-hmm. And I don't have time mm-hmm. to kind of like walk you through the shit. So I'm just going to say. And I appreciate that. I think it's. For me personally, I'm like, oh, that's how you clap back in a very, you know, sustained, but, you know, gentle manner. And then you can go on with your day. You don't have to ruin your whole day because someone on the internet was a dick, right?
Right.
I appreciate that. It's just, you know.
A lesson in there for all of us, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Thirst and learn.
Yeah. That's it.
That's the episode title. Thirst and Learn with Cheers and Queers.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
That's it. TK, write that down.
It's like, put it in the notes.
Okay, Kyria.
Yes.
Your final thirst object.
Yes.
Is Trevante Rhodes. Mm,
that is true.
Talk to us about Trevante. When did you first see him, or when did he first imprint on you?
So this is a classic thirst, as in I know very little about this man.
Nice.
But there is an imprint, let me tell you.
Oh my god. That is that's a top tier. Oh my god. Good joke. Wow. Yes.
She said there's an imprint.
Okay.
So, like the rest of the world, I did not know that this angel was walking on earth until I love overblown thirst language. Yeah. Until Moonlight, which, you know, heavy film.
Yes.
You know, gorgeous, but taking you on a deep emotional journey.
You're the only man that's ever touched me. You're the only one. I haven't really touched anyone since.
The whole time I was like, okay, don't lose your mind in this theater. Like, hold it together. Mm-hmm. And then we get to the third act. You know, you've been through a lot. And there's a moment where I move into a different part of my body and go, oh.
Was it him when he's splashing water on his, was it his face? Like, he's like rising.
Is it when he's lying down in bed and the camera is from the top? Like, yeah, this beautiful crane shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that really carried me through the end of this movie, so I was okay.
You were sustained.
Held. Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's just, yeah, I, whoa.
I love it.
She lost her words.
I did.
I love it.
They were just gone.
So, the casting choice was so interesting, right? Like, there's even people who, like, critiqued, like, oh, why you get someone so swole to play this skinny little kid, right? And, it, you know, there was some interesting storytelling in that, like, oh, he had to build himself up just so that he had, well, whatever.
Right.
Thank you for putting him in the movie and putting him in front of our eyes. And so I also, when I was choosing him, too, I was like, I really want to choose a cis man because I like men on Tuesdays, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Every other.
Right.
Third blue moon.
And right. And but they have to be just right. And the thing that I also tend to like when I like men is a man. You know what I mean? Like, I like.
Sorry, I just found a photo of him biting his lip and I just.
Please send it my way.
Yeah.
Wow. He does that a lot.
Yeah.
Can I just say, he bites his lip a lot.
He has a beautiful smile.
He has a gorgeous smile.
Sorry, I got distracted.
Smile break, carry on.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I like a man, you know? Mm-hmm. I like body. I like big. I like, you know, taking up too much shoulder space.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get the suits custom made.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so then he has just a little bit of what I was saying I need, mm-hmm. only in that role in mm-hmm. Moonlight, mm-hmm. of being a little gender flexible, mm-hmm. just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, you get to see him be a little vulnerable while someone is making a meal for him. Mm-hmm. And it's just enough for all the bells to go off. And it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Thirst is so complex. I love it.
Yeah. Have you seen any of his poetry, though?
No. Oh, no.
Please.
Okay.
Don't ruin this for me.
I will just say that if you don't follow him on Instagram, maybe don't.
Okay.
But.
Oh, my God.
Damn. The shade of it all.
I mean, we have to talk about the good and the bad, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's be honest.
Yeah. And then also, like, sometimes he, maybe he is not as evolved as you would think he would be with his thinking about gender issues. So, but he's beautiful to look at.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, in many ways, I think it's like you were saying that sometimes you don't necessarily, always, of course, this is everyone's existence. You're trying to find the spaces where you fit in and trying to expand those spaces and so on. Mm-hmm. But there are times, like you said, where it's kind of like, this is going to be my simple thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is going to be my thing where I'm just kind of like, you know what? Mate, I know it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But it turns out I like cheese.
Like, right.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah. Right.
Like, but I'm just going to eat the
cheese.
Exactly. Just straight up a basic level kind of thirst.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Like lizard brain shit. But
right.
Like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Way before the evolution. And you're just kind of like, well, again.
Something in the back of my brain says, hello.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Like, why did I perk up? Oh, I know why. And then that's enough.
Yeah. And the thing that I liked about Moonlight on the strictly superficial level, mm-hmm. when we see Trevante topless at one point, he's got a little taco meat. And the thing is, you know, one, a lot of times men in Hollywood, they have to be clean shaven, right?
Mm-hmm. And well, across the body, clean
shaven.
Yeah.
Right. And then two, you don't get to see black men be nappy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yes. Nappy.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
And so I was like, I respect that. I like that a lot. Like,
shout out to Barry Jenkins and his vision and Trevante and his chest.
Yeah. But I think Trevante has since, like, waxed or shaved or something like that.
Well,
but
I know he did for the Calvin Klein. For the Calvin Klein campaign.
I remember that campaign.
Yeah. Look. Yeah. I was like, then I go, oh.
Hello. That felt like a beautiful meeting of brands. I was like, yes, this is good. More of this. And he's just sitting there, and I'm just like, you're not even doing anything. But it's so
you're
much.
You're just literally just so breathing much. In that chair. Yeah. Like, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you just breathe?
It's a lot, though. That's why. I mean, so, you know, you mentioned his smile. I think the thing that always gets me also about him that I really, really kind of am drawn to is how boyish he is. Like, he seems like a fun guy. Like, he grins like every boy you ever knew. Like, he has, like, this boy next door smile, which, again, is not something that we give to black men as a title because, you know, how many of you have black people next door, you fuckers?
Come on!
Just saying. But he does have that smile. Like, he looks like everybody I fancied growing up. Like, he has... He just seems like someone who's having fun. You know, we met him very briefly when he was at BuzzFeed. Like,
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. He put his arm around us and he was like, because we were like, photo. And he was like, click. And I was like, oh my God. Like, hold it together. But he's very, very, very attractive in person.
How did he smell, though?
He smelled very good. Yeah. He smelled very, like, early morning.
Yeah, clean.
Shower, clean.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, like a good smell.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, comforting on a base level.
And not overpowering.
No, that's the real key thing there, Nicole.
Yes, because pretty men often overscent. I don't know why. Yeah. It's like, you already got, you don't need to you do don't that, literally, honey. You're fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be like this.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your feelings with Trevante? I love that giggle.
That came out unbidden. She was like, oh, feelings. Okay.
I'm just agreeing with everything that you all are bringing up. Like, I do, like, I don't even know that I consciously remembered the taco meat, as you said, but, like, that's a part of my erotic map. Like, I love little peaks and naps. Like, that's when Bay just cut off all their hair. Mm-hmm. And so then they got the little curlies at the back of the neck. And I'm like, ooh, that's so hot. So I'm into that. And the boyishness, like, I hate to say it, I do love, like, I always have crushes on these, you know, boys that, like, are jokesters and, like, class clowns. I'm like, that is so annoying. Why did I not grow out of that?
Because society. That's why.
So it's, I like to see his face. I haven't seen Predator. I might, you know.
Yeah.
Is that, will that be because of him?
Yeah, exclusively.
Only because of him.
Somebody, like, I literally have no interest.
Yeah. Somebody will put together a, like, montage of him on YouTube soon.
That would be great. But I would spend movie money on just to see him be sexy.
That is the highest praise.
Yeah.
I will spend movie money.
Movie money ain't cheap here now.
That's very true.
I love it. I have learned so much. I have accessed feelings from within myself. I have stared at the light dusting of hair on a man's thighs. I've done so much today, Nicole.
Yeah, we've talked hairy thighs, hairy chest. Back of the neck.
Yep.
Hairy faces.
Hairy armpits. Baby hair.
Wow, this is
We really do love hair here.
Yes, hair positive.
Yes.
This is such a joyful conversation, and I don't want it to end. Alas, we must.
We must.
Shake, Kiria, I just feel... I feel intimately bonded to the two of you now. Like, we've had an experience in this room, yes, everybody. True.
It's definitely true. Hotter than it was.
That's a fact.
That is a fact. Tell us where we can find you on the internet, please.
So on Instagram and on Twitter, I'm at @is_she_okay because people screw up my name all the time and it's a great way to, like, get them to say it right.
Ah, solid.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And Kyria, where can we find you?
I am on Twitter as Kyria Traber and then Instagram as Kyria T. And yeah, those are both great places to find me.
And also,
yeah, where can
Cheers
we find
and Queers?
Yeah.
On everything.
Yeah, so Cheers and Queers is available on most of the pod catches that you'll find.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. We've got some wonderful guests that we had great conversations.
Yeah. So. I'm actually really excited about those too.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
This is good.
I love it. I'm smiling from my soul. I'm just like this. I'm looking at them both and I'm like
Thank you both so much for
Thank
coming
you.
By. This has been so much fun.
This is delightful. I believe it's cured my hangover. So
The power of thirst.
Yes. There it is.
So this week, Nicole, there is no fanfic wars.
Yeah, so we have some drabbles from listeners, some thirsty thirst buckets out there. One is about Mr. Charlie Cox.
Yeah.
And another is about Tessa Thompson.
Can I just say also, Nicole, the Charlie Cox drabbles have been coming in thick and fast since we interviewed him, but also before we interviewed him.
Yeah.
He's a consistent thirst object for all our thirst buckets.
Yes, yes. And I completely understand why.
Same. Hard fucking same.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I'm going to read this one. This is from Casey. Casey sent this to us about Charlie, and I hope I do it justice, Casey. I hate grocery shopping. Anything that involves that many strangers and the pressure of making repeated choices is not for me. Charlie loves it, though, and what's more, loves doing it with company. He's not the type of man who enjoys alone time. He much prefers to invade my space. Charlie is perfectly happy to nuzzle my neck while I brush my teeth, or if I'm on the couch, curl around my naked legs in a sweaty heap like a house cat waiting for attention.
Yes.
Grocery shopping is no different. He'll touch the small of my back as he guides me to the next aisle, flutter an errant kiss at my temple when he goes off to pick avocados, and kiss me again on the neck when he returns. This casual intimacy, more than anything, makes suffering the whole ordeal worthwhile. That and the fact that he knows how to ask. His clean scent, like fresh linen and ocean water, precedes him into the room, making me look up from my book. Charlie drapes himself beside me, the skin of his palm warm and dry as he snakes his hand between me and the couch cushion, rubbing the bit of exposed back he finds between my t-shirt and sweatpants. I open my arms, welcoming the kiss he presses onto my lips as our bodies align, and I sink my fingers into his thick, dark hair. He whispers in my ear, "Do you fancy a trip to Whole Foods?" Yes, I tell him. Yes, yes, yes.
Casey!
Bitch!
Oh my God, this is perfect. Perfect.
Casey said, "You're gonna learn today how I feel about Charlie Cox." Is it, Casey?
And you know what, Casey? This is exactly how I imagine Charlie Cox, a very intimate and affectionate man, you know, in the privacy of his home and with, you know, obviously with his special someone.
Yeah.
So this was a really good drabble.
I felt every time Casey wrote the line of Charlie being tactile.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, correct. Yes. I feel that in my Shondo.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, Casey, you did that. What did you do? That.
Casey.
Ooh, somebody
kudos
get me.
To you.
Light me a cigarette, Nicole. I got to go on a break. All right. Now, that was Casey on Charlie Cox, but we have another drabble from a thirst bucket, and you're going to read that for us, aren't you?
Yes. Bethany sent in something, as I said, about Tessa Thompson.
Another very popular thirst object.
Yes. And I, again, totally understand it. I knock on the door. You ask to see me? Tessa turns her neck over her shoulder, her frame powerfully draped in shades of ivory. She's pouring a decanted scotch into a glass. Close the door. She turns to face me, dropping her shoulder and leaning one hand on her desk. Taking a sip, the board has been impressed with your performance these past few months. I respond, well, I like to think I've been properly motivated. She sees me look at her glass. Would you like a taste? She says. I gulp nervously. Yes.
Yes.
Come here, she says. I begin to move towards her, but she sternly commands, stop. I didn't say anything about walking. We hold each other's gaze as I slowly bend to the floor, first on two knees and ending on all fours.
Bitch.
Without breaking eye contact, I crawl towards her until I arrive at her waist. The inside of her thighs beam like the sound of her voice, smooth like milk and honey.
Wow.
She stares at me, unraveling my messy bun. Her stance widens as her fingers push my hair back. What are you waiting for? I don't have all night.
All right, listen. So, Bethany. Bethany, what the fuck, Bethany?
Bethany, I'm here for it.
Listen, she said, would you like a taste? And then she had her protagonist gulp nervously. Bethany, you're a dirty, thirsty thirst bucket, and I appreciate you.
I love it.
I also love that she gave us a little preamble before, and she said this particular drabble is based on her bossy boss character in Westworld. Technical terms there, bossy boss.
Yes.
Yes, I appreciate that. Wow.
Bethany, I mean, you got it steamy up in here. goodness. Yeah. Mm. Okay, so Casey and Bethany, thank you for sending in those drabbles.
Really?
I mean, we've got some talented listeners out there.
I appreciate them every day, and it's shit like this that makes it that way. Wow, I am parched.
Let me drink my tea.
First Aid Kit is produced by us, Bim Adewunmi and Nicole Perkins, TK Duterte and Camila Salazar. Our music is by Tanya Morgan.
You can follow the show on Twitter at First Aid Kit, and we're at Tennessee Whiskey Woman, that's TN Whiskey with an E, Woman, and Bimadew, BIMADEW. You can find Kiria and Ishoke on Twitter at Cheers and Queers, that's Cheers in Queers. You can find us on Tumblr at thirstaidkitpodcast.tumblr.com. It's great over there. I mean, there's so many thirsty gifs. Come see us.
Please head over also to Apple Podcasts to leave a review and to rate the show. It helps other people discover First Aid Kit, which, would you believe, not everyone knows about just yet. And we always appreciate 5 stars.
If you live tweet your listen, please use the hashtag TACPOD, that's TAKPOD. And you can send us emails of undying fealty and appreciation to thirstaidkit@buzzfeed.com.
In the meantime, stay thirsty.
Bye.
Hello, Thirst Buckets. Week in and week out, all of our inboxes are filled with expressions of your love, and they come in the form of gifts, drabbles, marriage proposals, some really uncomfortable fic that includes us. It's all go in the inbox. We even get requests, and we've been explicit that we don't take requests. However, we love you for all of these expressions. We appreciate that you love us so much and enjoy the show so much that you want to reach out to us. But you know the other thing that we get asked about a lot? Merch.
And guess what, Thirst Buckets? We have merch. That's right. Very soon, you will be able to buy First Aid Kit merchandise from the official BuzzFeed shop. So stay tuned on our Tumblr and Twitter and keep an ear out on the show for details of when and where you can buy First Aid Kit stuff. It's coming right at you.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why I did that.
You know why.